But right now, it is time to catch up with Penny Rich, who chairs the Orange County Board of Commissioners, talking about Orange County government, orangecountync.gov, for more information on county government if you want it anytime, 24/7. How are you?
Hey, Aaron, I'm doing all right.
I'm doing good. Last time we saw each other was at the summit a week ago, which was, I thought it was a lot of fun.
I had a great time. I was there the whole time. Yeah. I was very impressed with your being able to sit at that desk for 4 hours and just rocking and rolling. It was pretty cool. Moving from subject to subject, it was good. I took some notes. I stayed there and listened to everyone speak, and I thought it was really informative, and I hope everyone in the audience and on the radio enjoyed it as well.
And if y'all are listening out there, you can get the full audio on our website, chapelboro.com. We've got it all there, so you can listen back at 8 different 30-minute panels with a whole bunch of different special guests talking about economic development and tourism and the arts and education, social justice and transportation and housing and everything in between. What was your biggest takeaway? What did you learn?
For me, I was on the Visitors Bureau, economic development, and I was also small business. Mm-hmm. And, I think that for me, at the end, you could really see how everything sort of interwove together. It was really interesting, even though they were all different topics, and, you were trying to suss out all this information from folks, and we're really fortunate to have such educated people here about the topics that they were discussing, but you could see how it all sort of fit together. And so that was, it was interesting at the end of each segment while I was taking notes. It almost ended the same, So it was good, and I think that has a lot to do with you trying to pull it all together as well. But they do, like, transportation has the same thing to do with affordable housing as it does economic development, as it does to, make sure that the schools are up and running well. So, it was good.
It's kind of a double-edged sword, because on the one hand, it makes it kind of more challenging to say, oh, we can't really solve the affordable housing program unless we also tackle transportation. But it also means that if we tackle transportation and do it right, we're making progress on affordable housing, too.
Right. And that's something really important, as we're talking about affordable housing, and, lots of folks are always talking about, especially during election season, it's really important to understand the partnership. And I think I heard that a lot, too, mm-hmm. is how we really do have to consider our partners and make sure that we're not working in silos, which I hate that word. But, we do find ourselves duplicating, the same over and over again sometimes, or talking about it the same way. We really could be working better as partners. I think we get there sometimes, and sometimes we just, too different.
Can we switch silos to cubicles?
Cubicles. Oh, goodness. Yeah, that would be it.
Until we get sick of that word and
then
switch
we'll
back
move on to
silos,
something else,
right?
Yeah.
Just keep bouncing back and forth between office and agriculture.
So that was great. I really do appreciate WCHL's participation. Y'all were there, and we worked from the Wooded Building. I don't know if folks really knew that. I thought the sound was great.
The sound was fantastic.
Yeah. It was, and even if sitting there and everybody rotating in and out were, really, it was great. People greeting each other and just being very happy that it was taking place. I'm hoping that we learn some lessons and that we can make it better each year.
Yeah, I'm already looking forward to next year. It's been fun the last 2 years. I've been looking forward to keeping it going and making it even
better.
That's
cool. I like that, yeah.
Sounds good. So lots of things always going on for
Absolutely.
Orange County government. No commissioners meeting this week, but there is a groundbreaking ceremony coming up next week, right, for the Northern campus.
Yeah, this is that time of the year where we have that little break in the action, and then we have another break because Election Day is November 5th, so we won't meet on that day either. We'll meet on November 7th because it's a Tuesday. We have the groundbreaking of the Northern Campus, which is going to house the new jail. It'll also have extension services and eventually Deeper, which is our Parks and Recs services. So we will be breaking ground on that. I mean, there's some movement of soil a little bit already. As you drive by, you can see that. And, we're ready. We've been talking about this for, oh, goodness, maybe 5 years, maybe more. So we're ready to do this and really have a place where we can make sure that if you do have to be in jail, at least it is a place where you can be comfortable. Right now, it's not. Mm-hmm. And, we really do. That jail is about, over 100 years old, right, or close to it. So, we need to move those folks into a better place.
And built for a population of about 100 years ago as
right? And just everything in there is different, right? The kitchen is weird. The way that the jail is set up is weird. I know probably a lot of folks have not been in in there, thankfully, but that's one of those tours that you take when you become a county commissioner and you walk around there with your mouth open and you have to kind of put your jaw up to say, oh my goodness, yeah, we really need to fix this.
What was the thing that, I mean, when you become a county commissioner, you've got to go through the school of government training, you got to take all of these tours. What was the thing that, I mean, you'd already served on boards before, you were a town council member, but like what jumped out at you as being, oh, this is a huge surprise?
Emergency services. I have to say, because if you have never visited the 911 room, you don't realize what goes on there. I mean, you've got cameras all over the place. When people call 911, it's coming up on the screen. It's sort of a dark environment. There's not a whole lot of light in there except all the screens. And so to me, that was just I just had never listen to a 911 call as it was coming in. So that was one of the things that was most striking to me.
Interesting.
Yeah. I guess other people have different things. That was just, whoa, that just blew me away. A whole new respect for that group of people.
There's so much that goes on a day-to-day basis that just no one ever talks about because it happens day-to-day and there's nothing newsworthy
about it. Yeah, I know it's the same thing with
the
fire chiefs. They all came in and, you know, a lot of folks don't realize that you in the towns you have fire departments. Out in the counties, they'll volunteer.
Yep.
And, you know, so that, you know, the old days, you think about the bell ringing and everybody putting their clothes on in the middle of the night and coming in. Well, you know, we do have some folks that sleep at the fire stations in the volunteer. But still, I mean, it's just a different world, you know, to think about having to, like, answer a call at 3 o'clock in the morning. And you know, my son did EMT for a while, and he could tell you, he would sleep in the EMT station. And when that bell goes off, everybody is alert and ready to go. And, you know, this is their life. This is what they're doing. And you're right. No one realizes this is what's going on a daily basis. So, that's pretty exciting, though.
Speaking with County Commissioner Penny Rich, orangecountync.gov for more information. So back to the Northern Campus, what's the time frame? Groundbreaking, already some movement on it, groundbreaking next week, and then what's next?
I mean, I think we're looking at a year and a half, and that was the original goal. We had to redo the design a little bit just to make sure we can stay within budget. As you know, anything that had been priced out about a year and a half or 2 years ago, the prices just went berserk because of all the tariffs and the availability of raw materials. And now we're finding even like the availability of people to work.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking at a possible labor shortage in America. And I mean, that's going to hit us soon. We're not quite there, but it's going to hit us soon. Not only on the farms, but, you know, people that are in construction and, you know, hands-on jobs that there used to be a lot of folks doing. We can't find them anymore.
A lot of like skilled labor positions,
welders. Yeah.
I know there's been a shortage of welders for years
my goodness.
Now, right?
Yeah, welders and just, you know, the hands-on things that you just don't think about, like electricians and plumbers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, luckily Durham Tech is starting to kick in a little bit. And you know this because you're up at Durham Tech and offering some of those classes as solutions, right? We can't just complain about it. We have to come up with solutions.
Yep.
And so I think Durham Tech is doing a good job and working through the high schools to, you know, not everybody is a four-year college person either. They can go to high school and then go to Durham Tech. And, you know, if they want to continue on, they can. But if not, they're learning a skill. So, you know, it's a good partnership with Durham Tech and the high schools.
Do you try to time construction projects to make them the most affordable possible? I know costs are going to go up and up, but there's probably going to be a recession in the next couple-ish years, maybe next year, maybe not, and it's hard to time.
Well, money gets tight then also,
right?
Because you can't borrow as much during recessions. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, that's how Chapel Hill High got caught in that conundrum. They, priced it out, and then it just came in so much higher. You know, luckily they're getting it done and those kids will have a nice school to go to. But, you know, it was kind of shocking. That price tag is just, and the same thing happened to the Northern Campus. We had to scale back. We had to take out some of the amenities that we originally wanted to put in. And, you know, we're building 144 beds, but, you know, we don't have to house the whole 144 at a time. We're averaging between 80 and 100, mm-hmm. and we would like to not have to house anyone, but unfortunately you do. So,
speaking with County Commissioner Penny Rich, again, orangecountync.gov for more information. Other things going on in county government.
Yeah, so we had a work session about a week and a half ago, and we talked a little bit about how we're going to change up how we choose people for our boards and commissions. And this is something good. And I'm just hoping everyone will be patient with us for a little bit because, at the end of the meeting, we were putting out names for boards and commissions. We're kind of tired. Maybe some of us spoke to that person. Maybe some of us know them. We don't know them. Anyway, we're really looking to diversify our boards and commissions, meaning, you know, we need people of color. We need more women. We need more men on some boards. You know, we just need to mix it up a little bit and not have the same people over and over and over again. That kind of happens also. So the county commissioners decided that we're going to try and, number one, we're going to reduce the size of the application because right now it's 8 pages. We're going to reduce it to 2. And then what we're going to try and do is talk about appointing folks at a work session. So we'll have a lot of time to discuss it. And then we have to come back in a regular business meeting to vote them in. But it'll give us a little bit more time. And then we could look at the full board, see who's on the board, who, you know, where are we missing? You know, what are we missing?
What are the gaps?
Yeah, what are the gaps? And, you know, how do we fill them? And if we don't have members that have signed up and, you know, put their application in that maybe don't fit those gaps, maybe we go out and try and find some more people. But at 10 o'clock at night, you know, as you know, after you've sat there for like 4 hours and talked, it's... Yeah, it gets a little.
Yeah,
well,
you've
sat there for 4 hours and talked. You know,
it does get a little. Yeah.
So you have those lights shining on you, and you know, you really have to concentrate. I know a lot of people think you're just talking at meetings, but you know, it's not like that. You got to concentrate. You got to listen to what everybody else is saying. You got to try and be within the conversation. You got to listen to presentations. So, yeah. So that's one thing we're moving away from. And I do want to mention. The Orange County HRC, Deb Stroman reminded me this today to say this, that we have a community forum on Monday night, the 28th, and that's at 7 p.m. up in Hillsborough, the Witted Building. And Mark Dorson's going to be on that community conversation and forum, Ted Shaw and Stephanie Perry Terry. And that's to talk about First Amendment rights. I know something that, you know, you are a constitutional fan, and you like these discussions. So, it should be a really good discussion. I think they're focusing on, like, protests now, mm-hmm. right? But we really need to think about First Amendment rights for everybody, not only just people at protests. I mean, you know, like the, unfortunately, like the KKK folks, they have their First Amendment rights as well. So yep. I don't know when that crosses the line. We have many.
But that's the conversation that needs to be had, right?
Yeah. We always have to talk about it because I think a lot of people don't even know what their First Amendment rights are. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can tell me when you walk in your class, do you think that all your kids know? Your kids, I'm sorry, your students know. You don't have it. They're not all of your children.
I still consider myself a kid, it's all, yeah.
But I mean, really, do you think that when you walk in there that those folks are aware of what their First Amendment rights are?
I think they are, but I think it's difficult. Like the freedom of speech. Okay, we have the freedom of speech, but there's always hard cases, right? Like when do they stop and when does it become the state's interest or society's interest to step in? Because there are those moments, but we have to hash it out as a community when those moments are.
Yeah. So I bet that's a good discussion when you guys are sitting around and talking about that, because there are probably multiple opinions. And then, you know, by the time you get to your conclusion after your 40-minute discussion, I'm not sure that everybody's on the same page, right?
Definitely not. Yeah. And that's why those conversations continue. Like, we're always having those conversations throughout American history, and it's so important to keep having that discussion.
Yeah. So I'm really happy that the HRC is doing this. And you know, Dorson is amazing also when it comes to this stuff. He's kind of like you. He's very wonky about the Constitution. Well, not wonky.
Wonky's good.
Mark Dorson, that was a loving wonky, not a bad wonky.
On this show, wonk is a term of endearment.
It's a good thing, pretty cool. And then I also had the... I saw you had the Clue cast and crew in here.
Oh, yeah.
So I went over to Carver High to check out the stage because they're doing this new pulley system, and they have some turntables that are moving around, and it's really exciting. The kids were really excited and loved talking about the show, and I want everyone to go see that. That's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday over at Carver High.
So. It should be good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Cool.
Again, orangecountync.gov for more information on county government. Penny Rich, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Awesome.